This young lady that you met and married, what was her name?
Oh, Vesta. Vesta Simonton. We're still married. It's 51 years.
Wow. And how many children?
Two, Phil and Gail.
Did they end up in the education world?
Well, Phil works for Mr. Kaiser. He ended up with an MBA law degree. Actually, that's from the University of Oregon. He's an Oregon Duck. But he went down to Trinity, undergraduate, and has the law degree I mentioned. And Gail is a teacher. Gail was born profoundly deaf. So she's never heard a word in her life. She's signed on, and she's finishing her 18th year of teaching school.
Where?
Arlington, Texas.
Wow.
So that was proud of both of them.
Absolutely. You said Mr. Kaiser. You meant George Kaiser?
Mm-hmm.
So he's an attorney.
Well, he is, but he works with Argonaut for Mr. Kaiser. It's a special arm that they get involved in interesting ventures.
You graduate then with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from the University of Washington.
Yes.
Then what is your first job?
I ended up as an assistant business manager for a school district in the middle of the state. It was in the desert. People don't think of the state of Washington having a desert, but it does, between Seattle and Spokane. The reason I mentioned that school district, it had a lot of money. It had a SAC base, and they had a public law 94142, as I remember, that provided a lot of funding for the school. In fact, we had a terrific music program all the way down through the elementary schools. That was a great job for me. They were also starting a college called Big Bend Community College that Dr. Al Phillips was the president of. So he and I got to know each other quite well at that point. But that was real interesting.
Yeah. So the fact that your father had encouraged you to be a CPA, and you followed that for a while, did help you then for your first job.
Oh, terrific. In fact, that's helped me all through. I mean, starting schools like I was involved with, you had to handle money. You had to know how to move money. You needed to make sure the I's were dotted and T's were crossed. Accounting was very valuable, as well as the marketing was extremely useful, too.
But even though, as you said, that wasn't me being a CPA,
no.
Wow, what a great recommendation on the part of your father.
Our father had a good idea, sure.
Yeah. Meeting Al Phillips, you just see him at meetings because you were all in the education business in that district?
No, actually, he came over and interviewed me also. At the University of Washington.
Oh, as a first job.
Yeah.
It could have been a first job.
It could have been.
So he interviewed you for what?
Well, teaching business. But the school district actually offered a little more money. And they had a data processing operation in that district, which is really progressive way back then. I didn't know much about data processing. I drove 140 miles once a week, take a class in how to understand these, I guess we call them computers today. So that was great background for me there. But I met him, interviewing at the University of Washington, didn't accept a job from him, but liked him very much. And then I got a job with the school district. The school district was responsible for helping start the college. So I worked then with Al in terms of the building, the custodial, the maintenance, all of that development. Not the teaching per se, even though I taught as an adjunct faculty member there, taught out in the base.
At Big Bend Community
College. At Big Bend Community College. And that's where I got to know him. Then, you're just going to think I'm a vagabond, but after a couple of years, we didn't have kids. And I said, Vest, how'd you like to buy a Volkswagen? We'll pick it up in Europe and drive it through Europe. We don't have kids. She had money. She was teaching school. And that's what we did. We ended up driving it for about 5-6 months, all through Europe, down to Israel, down through Syria, Jordan, you know, Turkey, all of them, and came back. Well, then Al asked if I'd be full-time with him, and I did as business manager of the college and taught and helped put together some instructional programs. So it's sort of an interesting way it worked. Al Phillips and I hit it off. And throughout all of our lives, I mean, he paid me to be sort of an alter ego when I was Executive Vice President of College here. But the truth is, I had terrific respect for him, and he did for me, too, for a long time.
So when you first met, this is back in the early 60s?
62.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to expound more on him? Because he's central to this story as well, Dr. Al Phillips.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about him that I knew. he was a very visionary thinker. He could see the future. And he was a very strong person. If you do, Al, I mean, he believed in something. I mean, he was very persistent about getting it done. Before he came to Big Bend, he was president of a college in Wyoming, Sheridan, Wyoming. And then before that, taught and was in an administrative role in college in the state of Washington, Gig Harbor, I think.
Where was he originally from?
Kansas. He's a product of Emporia State. And his last degree, I think, was Washington State College.
He had a salesman's personality?
Oh, very much so.
Outgoing?
Oh, yeah. Interestingly enough, these were small schools compared to many colleges, junior colleges back then. But he was on the national board for junior colleges. I think it was called AJC, American Junior Colleges. That's important to know because he met Bill Priest, who was on that board. And Bill Priest was the new chancellor coming in for the Dallas Community College system from California. He wanted Al to come down and be his executive vice chancellor. And the long and the short of it, what happened then, back then, if you were president of college, you might ask two or three people that you wanted to maybe go with you to go. He asked myself and two others, Al did, if we would go to Dallas. I didn't have a doctor's degree then, and I knew if I wanted to stay in administration of the colleges, I love community college, love the concept. I need a third degree. So that was helpful to get me to Dallas, too.